today on Rocking the Suburbs.
So many krautrock influences.
Polizei, 3, 4 Offizier, 5, 6 alte Hex, 7, 8 Harris King.
Rocking the Suburbs. This is Harris in upstate South Carolina calling in for May new music. Another good month for new music. So many new bands. The Great Swans released the album called Birthing on May 30th. It's almost 2 hours long and it's a masterpiece, y'all. Y'all need to go listen to it if you haven't. Car Seat Headrest put out The Scholars on May 2nd, a great return to form for Will Toledo and crew. The Galway, Ireland band New Dad released a new song, or a new album, called Puzzle. It might be an EP, but it was about 6 or 7 songs. Very, very good. And The Minus Five, Scott McCoy, of course, put out Or on Penelope at the end of the month. So good. I'm looking forward to seeing them in September. It's a sort of a double bill Minus Five baseball project I'll be seeing in Athens at the 40 Watt Club. Very excited for that. But my selections are starting off with Blonde Shell. Blonde Shell put out an album on May 2nd called If You Asked for a Picture. And it's wonderful, just like her last album, the self-titled release from a couple of years ago. So excited to have gotten this, and it's wonderful. Let's hear a little bit of Two Times.
I'm not good at songs when you're around.
My next selection is from Deyra Dorian. That's Angel Deyra Dorian. And she put out an album on the 9th called Ready for Heaven. This is finally the follow-up from her 2020 album, Find the Sun, which I just absolutely adored. Had so many krautrock influences, and the new one does as well. So let's hear a little bit about from it. This is Digital Gravestone. This month in May, I'm going to pick a bonus song just because it's so important. Also on May 30th, the end of the month, Alan Sparhawk with Trampled by Turtles put out an album. It's called Alan Sparhawk and Trampled by Turtles. They're both from Duluth, Minnesota, and they're friends. Of course, Alan Sparhawk was in the band Low with his wife Mimi Parker, who sadly passed away 2 years ago from cancer. And this is his second album he's released, and the first one was just out there. Pretty much everything was auto-tuned, and it was a tough listen just sonically, but you know, I've read a little bit about it, and he didn't want his voice out there anymore. With that effort. This album, however, his voice is right back where it was, but pretty much every song is about his wife, Mimi Parker. And it's a tough listen, but it's an amazing tribute to her and also going through his grief. The song I'm going to play a little bit of is called Not Broken. And there's a woman's voice on here, and it's his daughter Hollis, of course, his and Mimi Parker's daughter Hollis, and she sounds a lot like her mother. But you'll hear the interplay back and forth in the song, where Hollis is telling him that it's not broken. Let's listen a little bit, and thanks everybody.
Drum mic, turn up. probably I don't know.
Another good month for new music. So many new bands.